When you can't agree on what to order or you're settling for whatever, mealtime can be a major. That's where Wonder comes in. Download the app for access to everything you're craving. Mix and match hundreds of freshly prepared dishes from menus by renowned chefs, delivered in one order. Say goodbye to compromise. From poke to pizza, it's all on Wonder. Use code WONDER50P for 50% off your first two orders on Wonder. Wonder, the cravings expert. Get the app today. Terms apply. See wonder.com/newcustomer for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Fired up to jump on the Rude guest hotline. Rude makes the most reliable HVAC equipment in the DMV. Talk to our friend Mr. Neil Greenberg from the Washington Post. You can give him a follow at N. Greenberg, sports writer, stats, fantasy, gambling, all of it for the Washington Post. What up, Greenberg? How you doing, bud?
I'm doing super. How are you?
We're good, dude. Before we get to a whole bunch of football, let's start with this hire of Paul Toboney for the
Toboney.
Nats. What do you make of it? Do you think he can turn this thing around?
Well, if he's given some money to work with, I think so. He's obviously extremely extremely coveted. Has risen very quickly. I mean, he's a young guy in varying degrees of power, and I'm not sure he makes this move if he doesn't think that he's going to have resources to build the team in order to compete with, you know, the other teams in the division, let alone just across baseball that spend a lot of money. So I think it's a great hire. And my only hope is that he took it knowing that he's going to have some money to work with.
Do you think he will?
I don't know. I hope my wife loves me as much as the learners love deferred money and, you know, making deals that only work for them. We'll have to wait and see. And it's tough to even say if, you know, if the learners do end up selling, does he transfer, you know, with ownership and all that. I mean, it's an interesting spot. I don't know. History says he won't. But I just don't know if he takes the gig without some assurances that he will.
I mean, the thing about that deal, I say it all the time, O'Neal, just like in football, people go, oh, nobody wants that job. Everybody wants manager's job, head coach's job, GM jobs.
Yeah, you want to change.
Absolutely.
President. So a lot of people take those jobs not having all those guarantees because if they get fired, guess what they get? They get their full contract.
Yeah, and look, I mean, like you said, there's only a finite number of those jobs available, and to be able to have that on your resume, and let's face it, it kind of comes with a built-in excuse parachute, right? I mean, if it doesn't work out because of the money, I mean, everyone knows that, right? Like that's not a secret. It's not a secret that the learners don't really want to spend money, and we just know it because it's public information at eventually. So yeah, I think it's great to be able to be that age, have that title, be in that situation. And, you know, if it doesn't work out, I think his slice of the blame pie will be relatively small.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Let's hope it works out, man. Paul Toboney, I full support. I hope
Toboney,
you,
right?
Toboney, forgive
Toboney.
Me. I'm going to get that
you
right.
You just screwed that name up.
Paul Toboney. That's my dyslexia kicking in. My full support. All right, on to other matters. What'd you think of that game in Atlanta?
Yeah, Yuck. Look, the defense just didn't have it. They didn't have it. They didn't know where it was. They didn't know if they could get it. It was just
that's the best way I've heard it explained right there.
It was just a dismantling. You know, the one part of the game that was the healthiest, you know, in terms of Washington's roster, and you know, the part of the game that they really needed to step up because the offense was in such flux, just couldn't do it. And I think they just got embarrassed, and they got embarrassed because they were exploited so well by Atlanta, you know, especially Lattimore. You know, it was just a tough game. And, you know, I think the Chargers can kind of do something similar. I mean, they have all those pieces that can do, you know, the same thing with Allen and Johnston and McConkey, you know, the running game as well. It's going to be tough. They absolutely need the defense to step up because it's only slightly worse than it was last year. I mean, it looked really bad though last week.
I think that Lattimore and people in the secondary, it's easy to blame them because you see them running by themselves. To me, the biggest blame goes to the pass rush. They couldn't get no pressure. And if you don't get pressure, if you don't get pressure, you can have the best cornerback that exploited.
Well, they have a little bit of, I don't know if they get a break. I wouldn't call it a break with the Chargers. But Chargers lose Joe Alt, their left tackle. You know, the backup left tackle struggled quite a bit. You know, they're going to have to exploit that. And, you know, Amarian Hampton, I mean, just coming off a huge game, the rookie could do something very similar to what Bijan did to Washington as well. And look, let's face it. I mean, the offense didn't help matters because they weren't on the field very long. They didn't really get a lot of stuff done. It was just a complete meltdown, I think. So, you know, Washington's going to have to – they're going to have to show up this – they're going to have to figure out a way to put the defensive pieces in the right spots.
Mm-hmm. How much faith do you have in that happening?
Not a lot, because it's on tape, right? Like now it's on tape and opposing coaches are going to know how to do similar things. And like I said, I think the Los Angeles Chargers are built similarly in that they have those same pieces to take advantage of, right? A strong rusher. They got a guy that can, you know, catch the ball in, you know, short yardage situations and make stuff happen. They can go deep. So I think it's going to be tough. They're going to have to be very, very, they're going to have to be very, very creative and figure out a way specifically to deal with the pre-snap motion stuff and just get their guys in a situation to be successful. Otherwise, not only are they going to be picked apart, but then what happens then, right? I mean, there's optically a big difference between 3-2 and 2-3, especially with Philadelphia possibly, you know, going undefeated. In light, especially with last year's, you know, run, you know, the expectations just went through the roof. And to be 2-3, yes, injuries are a part of it. But, you know, if your defense is getting dismantled, you know, 2 weeks in a row, there's going to be a lot of more unhappy people, even more so than there were on the phone lines this week.
Looking at the Chargers, though, like they were looking like one of the best teams. Then they go to New York, and what happened? I mean, did you see that coming?
Well, that's kind of the theme of the season, right? I mean, you know, the Packers destroy Washington and then get beat, right? The Raiders. Washington destroys the Raiders and then gets beat by Atlanta. I mean, we're kind of seeing that parity across the league where I know we have two undefeated teams, but, you know, Buffalo has had a pretty cupcake schedule thus far, even though they're directly responsible for some of those losses. Philadelphia has beaten some decent teams. But I don't know if I would say for certain that any team's a lock, and I think that we're seeing the parity, you know, come down. And yes, the Chargers, you know, the Chargers laid an egg against the Giants, but they have a really good win against Kansas City to open the season, and they beat Denver, and they beat the Raiders. So, you know, one game, yeah, a little bit of a underwhelming performance, but that seems to be the theme this season across the NFL. Like, you look like Kings one week, and then you're paupers the next.
Mm-hmm. Talking with our friend Neil Greenberg here on the Rude Guest Hotline. You can follow Neil at N Greenberg. There's a lot of optimism that Jaden Daniels gets back on the field this week. I think, you know, Washington's defense really struggled, but offensively they got dominated in time of possession, and they were really bad on third downs. How much does getting Jaden back on the field help this entire Commanders team?
Well, it definitely helps. I mean, he was, you know, he's one of the better quarterbacks in the league. I think Mariota's done a great job, but Washington has other injuries too, right? I mean, you know, no Terry McLaurin certainly hurts. I think I said on the show I thought Debo would kind of pick up the slack there, and he has. He's looked really good. But you have to stay on the field. And like you said, you know, the third downs, even fourth downs, the fourth and seconds haven't really worked out for Washington as much as they did last year. They were historically good last year, so it's tough to be historically good 2 years in a row. But you got to keep the chains moving in the modern NFL. You have to sustain drives. And, you know, that also goes a long way to limiting the exposure of the defense, right? Because if the offense is on the field, the defense doesn't have to do anything. So they absolutely need the offense to get better, and Jaden Daniels coming back certainly improves that. My concern is, what does the chemistry look like, you know, without McLaurin, and can everything, you know, will everything take a step forward together, or are we going to see a learning curve a little bit for a game where Daniels has to get back into rhythm? You know, I don't know. We'd have to wait and see.
Watching Debo late in that game, Debo seemed to be able to get what he wanted. Early in the game, I could see him open. Did they just not go to him soon enough, or should they try to get him incorporated? If Terry's not on the field, he's the best guy out there. Let him work.
Yeah, and I think that helps with Jaden Daniels, because he's also a threat to run, and we've talked about this before. You know, when you have Debo on the field and you have Jaden Daniels on the field, and then you have Kroski Merritt, you have Ertz, and now Luke McCaffrey's getting some stuff done, you know, you don't really know what's going to happen, right? It could be a pass play. It could be an RPO. It could be a design run for Jaden Daniels. He could certainly make something happen if the play breaks down. Debo can run with the ball. He can catch the ball. I mean, there's just so much that you have to worry about. So, yeah, I do think that you want to lean on Debo. At the very least, you got to make people think you're going to lean on him, because, you know, that's going to cause some confusion on the defense. And even if that buys you a half a second or a second, you know, that's an eternity at NFL speed.
You do your power rankings. I always applaud that you do your own and don't just subscribe to groupthink. Where do you have Washington in the power rankings now through four games, 2-2 record?
I have them falling into 16th. They're in the hunt for the playoff spot tier. You know, the offense obviously is treading water. The defense looked awful. You know, they can move up relatively. I think they can move up back into the top 10 relatively easily if they start to get stuff back on track. You know, you see the games they have coming up: Chargers, Bears, Cowboys, before meeting with the Chiefs, who look like they're probably going to be back on track. So that's three winnable games, I think. And again, 2-3, much different than 3-2 optically. But, you know, if you start to lose to, like, the Chicago Bears of the world, you know, that's gonna hurt you as well, in my rankings at least.
They got questions, certainly. I think they have a big opportunity to answer it this week. I'm not sure necessarily they will. It's going to be a tough game, and I think –
it could be a lot of fun to watch at the same time. You were making a point of staying strong on the Ravens that after they dropped to 1-2, they were going to Kansas City. Well, now they've lost to Kansas City, and Lamar is going to miss some time. Where do you have the Ravens in your power rankings now?
Let's see. I have the Ravens. I dropped them to 6th. I think the 1-3 record is – it optically looks awful. I think they're better than that, fully healthy. Obviously, without Lamar Jackson, things get very, very dicey. And they have you know, they have some tough games coming up after the bye week. Not too tough where I don't think they can tread water, but I obviously discounted them quite a bit. And if they have another poor game, I could see them falling out of the top 10 as well.
Mm. Who's your one seed now, Bills or Eagles?
Oh, it's the Eagles, mostly because of their strength of schedule. I think that, you know, you look at who Philadelphia has beaten. I want to say Buffalo's opponents have only one win between them. Philadelphia's had to beat the Chiefs, the Bucks, the Rams. Those have been pretty decent teams so far. So, yeah, I have Philadelphia number one.
And then Bills, I'm guessing, two?
Yeah, Bills, two.
Who's the third best team in football? Yeah. Lions?
Detroit, I have. I have the Lions who, you know, they showed up. You know, there was a lot of I've had the Lions relatively high, even despite them being a little bit uneven, and I got a lot of emails about that. But, yeah, 3-1, I have them number three.
Yep. You said Ravens still six?
Yeah. But, again, that's the injury is certainly going to cause them to lose some games, I think. So I see another drop coming for them for sure. And probably see, like, Seattle or Denver being the teams that move up as a result. And maybe the Colts, if they continue doing well.
Yeah, I mean, the Colts played pretty well, dude. I mean, they lost, but I thought they played pretty well. What does your model have for this Chargers-Commanders game?
I like Washington. I like Washington. Actually, the bet that I'm probably most excited about this week is a uncorrelated parlay. Buffalo, what is it, -8.5, and then the under. I don't think New England will be able to get much going. I think Buffalo can win this, like, 24-10 or something. So I think they can win big without having to put up a bunch of points. So it's not often I do a parlay, but an uncorrelated parlay, I think, in this instance could be – is very intriguing to me, and I actually bet it.
Didn't New England score 47 points?
On the Panthers.
Yeah, but still the Panthers.
Yeah, it's on the Panthers.
On Atlanta. So is that just because of the Panthers? Because the Panthers beat Atlanta 30-0.
Yeah, I think that was an outlier. I don't really think New England's going to be able to do much – this week. I'm not a big believer in them. I think it's going to be a low-scoring game, and I think Buffalo is going to be
a Sunday night game. God.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
I think we're in an interesting spot with the Pats because I think Vrabel is going to have them fundamentally sound pretty quick, and I think the Pats are going to be able to beat bad teams. I think the Pats will move up into that mid-tier now, and I think we saw that last week. But I kind of like where you're at with the Bills kicking their ass. That'll be an interesting one to watch. How about the KC-Jacksonville game Monday night? That has some juice all of a sudden. Jags are 3-1. KC's 1-2 in a row, looking good again. Anything you'd like there?
Yeah, I'm on Kansas City there. I think Kansas City is going to – if there's going to be a game where Kansas City is going to say to the NFL – you know, we're here still. We haven't gone anywhere. We're going to be a big part of this playoff picture. I think this is the game, and I think they come out pretty strong.
And dude, we actually have a good Thursday night game. Niners-Rams tomorrow night from SoFi. SoFi's got a doubleheader this weekend. That's a big number. Rams are favored by a touchdown.
Yeah, I mean, injuries are certainly a big part of that. I don't know – I don't know if I think the Rams are that good, so I probably will be leaning towards San Francisco. Although I got to check exactly.
Word. All right, Greenberg, we're going to let you run. Next week we got, I think, hockey, actual hockey to discuss, so don't let me forget that. Thank you for the time as always, buddy.
All right, Neil.
All right, love you guys. Talk to you next week.
All right, man.
That's our guy, Neil Greenberg. Give him a follow, at N Greenberg, joining us via the Rude Guest Hotline. Let's talk about this wide receiver position and kind of what people think. What's up with Terry? What's up with Noah? What's up with the whole group? Nobody go anywhere. It's B-Mitch and Finley.
When you can't agree on what to order or you're settling for whatever, mealtime can be a major... That's where Wonder comes in. Download the app for access to everything you're craving. Mix and match hundreds of freshly prepared dishes from menus by renowned chefs, delivered in one order. Say goodbye to compromise. From poke to pizza, it's all on Wonder. Use code WONDER50P for 50% off your first two orders on Wonder. Wonder, the cravings expert. Get the app today. Terms apply. See wonder.com/newcustomer for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, 6-7 the fan. This Commander schedule is about to be a bear, dog. It's funny. I was talking in my head, right? Which is weird to say, I guess. And I'm like, all right, like we're in a grind.
You're no weird.
I'm very weird. We're in a grind session here where they've got four road games out of five is this stretch, right?
Yeah.
Atlanta to L.A., home for a Monday nighter, Dallas to KC. That is – tough on the Commanders. That is tough on the people that cover. Like that's
tough.
Yo, they're starting slow on the road. Better get that fixed because four or five.
Start faster.
Yeah. And then I was like, well, you know what? November will be pretty chill. It's mostly home games. And I was like, oh, except that week in Europe.
That's going to be a strange week right there.
It really is. We are live from 10 to 2. On the B. Mitch Finley program, which in Madrid is 4 to 8 p.m.
Isn't it 5 hours ahead?
Nah, I think London's 5. I think Madrid's 6.
If Madrid is 6, then, 4 to 8.
Siesta time over there. Madrid, so it's 11:30 here, and it's 5:30 in Madrid right now. So that's 6.
6, ooh. Gonna be trouble.
Lanville, how excited are you to deal with me and B while we're in Madrid?
Lanville better be nice. I'm gonna be grumpy as hell.
Landini, how excited are you?
Oh yeah,
it's gonna be a blast. Oh, but Jeff will be there. I'm sure he'll be super helpful. Jeff, are you working in Madrid? Or are you just all vacation time? Jeff, are you working right now?
Jeff is the dentist.
He told us that he'll talk to me Thursday.
He told us last night. That's on me. All right, B, let's talk about the receiver room for Washington.
All right.
Lanville has a way of words with his questions. Lanville wrote for the 11:30 slot, has Adam Peters mishandled the wide receiver position? Let's take a look at the totality of the room. Mm-hmm. Terry McLaurin is not on IR. He's on the active roster.
Mm-hmm.
Noah Brown is not on IR. He's on the active roster. Brown has missed the last two games. Brown missed almost all of training camp.
McLaurin missed almost all of training camp with a contract holdout, not an injury thing. Mm-hmm. And now Terry missed last week. I don't sense a lot of optimism for Terry this week. But, hey, we're going to hear from DQ in about an hour. Maybe that'll be proven wrong. So you have two veteran receivers in Brown and McLaurin, both missed last week.
Yeah.
They did trade for Deebo Samuel this offseason. Deebo's been really good so far in Washington. That trade through four games for, was it a sixth or a fifth?
I don't know.
It looks like an absolute home run.
Like they hit with that one.
Yeah, that looks like a big hit. It was a fifth rounder for which they got Deebo.
Okay.
Then you've got a pair of young draft picks on the active roster. Jalen Lane was a fourth rounder this past year. Luke was the 100th overall pick in 2024. 100 overall technically is a third rounder, but that's a comp pick third rounder. In the old days, that would just be a fourth rounder. But now the third round goes, you know, deep because of these comp picks. So that's your active roster. Brown, Lane, McCaffrey, McLaurin. Chris Moore, who I haven't mentioned, is a veteran journeyman. Had a bad drop last week. Probably a fringe roster-level player. And then Deebo. On the IR, you don't have any receivers on IR. As I mentioned, McLaurin and Brown are both dealing with injuries, but they're not on IR. Mm-hmm. On the practice squad now, you've got Ja'Cory Brooks, young player that there was a lot of excitement about during camp.
Lots.
Undrafted free agent.
Martin.
You have Tay Martin, who's in his second season, another, I believe, undrafted guy. And then Ja'Cory Jones, another undrafted guy, rookie. Then yesterday, they added Robbie Chosen, formerly known as Robbie Anderson. Mm-hmm. He's a veteran who had some good seasons. Those good seasons are probably 5-6 years ago now. So we've run through the receiver room, B.
All right.
Now I ask you the question. This is Lanville's question, not mine. Has Adam Peters mishandled the wide receiver position?
I don't think he's mishandled it. I think that Terry's injury is very unfortunate. Noah Brown, I think that they could have handled that a little better. But Terry's injury throws a monkey wrench in everything. And when you go sign people now, you're not going to get nobody of the caliber of Terry McLaurin.
No.
At all. So you got to go and get what you can, you know. If you want to handle it better, they have to sign somebody else at Terry's ability. So if he gets hurt, then they're there. And I think they should have had something better with the Noah situation for the fact that he did not practice in training camp.
I think that's fair. I think if you're looking big picture how Adam Peters attacked the wide receiver room, just how you want to build a team, right?
Yeah.
You have a veteran star that it took a while and perhaps was uglier than it needed to be, but you got the contract done.
Yeah.
Now, honestly, if you look at the way the contract is structured, I imagine that contract offer was probably there and was a damn similar offer was probably there in late July. So maybe you could argue the holdout was unnecessary, but that's the way of the league in the NFL, right? I don't know that Washington significantly changed their numbers by the time that thing got to the finish line. I think it just got to the finish line, and the McLaurin camp was like, all right, let's take the guarantees and get some money in the bank here.
Well, the player decided, I make the decision.
Eventually,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So you've got a veteran that you paid. You trade for another veteran in Deebo.
Mm-hmm.
You have two draft picks. Like, you have a third rounder and a fourth rounder that are on your active that are contributing to this offense.
True.
And
they're going to have a learning curve.
Like, if the question is just what your top four should be in Deebo, Terry, Luke, Lane, I think the build-out is correct. Two vets, a rookie and a second-year guy. Both vets have played at a Pro Bowl level. Both vets mm-hmm. are making real money. One you acquired via trade. Then you've got Brown, who has certainly helped when he's been on the field. The injuries have been kind of consistent throughout his career, not just his time here in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to make the argument, you should have gotten another veteran with more reliability rather than having a dude like Chris Moore. I get that.
I can see that.
If your concern is what veteran receiver they signed to the practice squad, like some of these guys that are available that were here in camp, Gallup, KJ Osborne, Why'd you go with Robbie Anderson, Robbie Chosen?
But the question I asked about those guys, all the people that sat here and derived the roster, you didn't have those guys on your team, did you? Mm-mm. So why all of a sudden now that they're so important to bring back?
I don't understand the Robbie Anderson thing. We'll see if that becomes anything. Who was the former Steelers receiver they brought in for a little while last year? Martavis Bryant, I believe.
Yeah.
Like, maybe this is just something like that. Let's see what he's got. To me,
I mean, when your season starts and everybody has signed everyone, it's all you can do. Find out what somebody still has. And you hope someone comes out and just can go and do what they did before. It happens every blue moon.
From a straight construction standpoint, I don't think they've done – I like what they've done. Two vets, Terry and Debo, that have played at a Pro Bowl level. Two young guys that you believe in. Now, then you've got Brown and Moore. You get to the sixth wide receiver on most NFL rosters, you're probably not in love with that player.
Probably so, yeah.
Now, we'll have to see if the evaluations are correct. I think you've seen really positive stuff from Luke and Lane, but that has to continue, right? The injuries, to me, are the killer there. The Terry injury particularly, especially with the unknown nature of it, is the killer.
That is the real one, yeah. And also, you can't plan for injuries. You know, guys get hurt, but you can't plan for that. Especially to get a player of the caliber of the guy you might lose. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If a general manager is that damn good to where, okay, Terry may get hurt, but I'm going to have this guy waiting, and he's the same level, that's a bad dude. But I don't know people that do it like that.
To me, the construction is done relatively correct. Maybe you question the evaluation, but the injuries are what bury you.
Yeah.
The Robbie Anderson thing, I was texting with a friend of the program last night. I don't get it, but they're trying something. Yeah. We'll see if that –
sometimes you have to roll the dice. Sometimes you got to see if somebody has something. Because let's be real, the money that you've already allocated and the money you may allocate, you can't spend much for the people you're going to get. So sometimes you got to go get a guy that maybe a year ago, 2 years ago, this dude here was special. 3 years ago, he might have been special. That's the kind of money you can spend. That's what you can afford.
Now, there are veteran free agents that are available out there that I know fans will tweet me about, Osborne or Tyler Boyd or whatever. Clearly, they think they'd rather try Anderson / Chosen than those guys. Do you think they've built the receiver room the right way? 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. We'll keep phones going until 12:30 when we hear from Dan Quinn. Hit us up. Nobody go anywhere.
When you can't agree on what to order or you're settling for whatever, mealtime can be a major. That's where Wonder comes in. Download the app for access to everything you're craving. Mix and match hundreds of freshly prepared dishes from menus by renowned chefs, delivered in one order. Say goodbye to compromise. From poke to pizza, it's all on Wonder. Use code WONDER50P for 50% off your first two orders on Wonder. Wonder, the cravings expert. Get the app today. Terms apply. See wonder.com/newcustomer for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Faster than a cannonball,
Wherever you are, we were getting high. Shout out to Oasis. Wish I went up to that concert in New York, but I didn't. I think a lot of fans right now wish Washington had brought in a more reliable veteran receiver, but they didn't. Let's hit these phones. Kenny in Largo, do you think Washington has built their wide receiver room correctly? Kenny, you there, bud?
Hello?
All right, put Kenny on hold. Phone lines are open, 800-636-1067. Let's go to our guy, Devon, in Rockville. D, you think they built it right?
I mean, I want to say no, but then again, I'm in the middle because, like D-Miss said, the Terry injury was unfortunate, you know, out of nowhere, practically. And I'm pretty sure they had a nice scheme going, loaded up for him and Debo to be on the on the field together, but we haven't been able to really see that and utilize that. When it comes to Luke, you know, he does do good things on special teams, even though from last year in like the first two games, we didn't see much out of him, but the last two games, he even scored two touchdowns as a wide receiver. When it comes to Jalen Lane, I think we drafted him more for punt return, but we haven't utilized him yet in the passing game, as I believe he's a better deep threat because of his speed. And then when it comes to Chris Moore, I don't see why he's still on the team and on the active roster with the drops in preseason and the drops in live games now. I really would like to see them load up Jacarfy Brooks from Louisville. He's the only other build substitution for Noah Brown. I think they mishandled the Noah Brown thing, as B-Miss said. I don't know if it's for the same reason as I believe, because of he's always injured, so you can't really count on him. But the next build to that is Jacarby. I think his name is Jacarby Brooks. Man, he's really versatile Kobe. And nice. But
Corey.
Yeah, Corey. So I guess they're not seeing things in practice, but sometimes you're more of a gamer. So, I mean, I think they should give him more of a shot. But like B-Miss and like you saying, JP, at this moment of the season, you're not going to get nobody that's like on the level of a true starter and a name that's really going to drag attention. So you got to go with what you got. So I just think that they should move Chris Moore out and give Brooks more of his time, and you might find a diamond in the rough. I take it off the gear.
All right, Rip.
Thanks for the call, Devon. Appreciate you, bud. Yeah, I know there's a lot of excitement for the younger receivers on the practice squad. They've been going with the vet, B. At what point do you think it's similar to maybe some of the secondary questions? Like, do you think that needs to change? Keep in mind, too, because McLaurin and Brown are both down but not on IR, that, like, Chris Moore is active and playing because of that. I believe – if Brown and McLaurin are up, Moore's inactive on game day.
Yeah, yeah.
What is your comfort level in Noah Brown's ability to stay healthy? Because to me, that is a really big factor in all this.
It's a big factor, but I think you watch when he came in last year, he was healthy enough to make a major impact. And I think that's what they look for. I think they're not looking for 17 games, but you can get 9 games out of him. He can be special for you. That's the question, though. He hadn't been here for any of these games before?
Noah? He played
little
the
bit
first,
first
two.
Game? First game?
He played the first two.
But now he's out. If he's on the field, he's going to give people hell. But he has to be on the field. So I don't have a great confidence since it's been part of his history, and now we've seen it while he's been here.
It gets harder and harder with each passing week. Let's seek in another call. We're going to keep the phone lines going on the other end. What's up? Alex is in Silver Spring. Alex, you like the way they built the receiver room?
Man, here's the thing. I mean, I'll just go with evidence, man. It's like this. You remember Ayuk's situation? It's just like Terry. He stayed out. He wanted to, you know, get his money. And, I mean, I love Terry. But, I mean, just look at the situation. Now, let's go, but I'm not going to get mad, you know what I mean? He needed everybody. I'm not going to touch his money. That's his money. He deserves it, yeah, but you see the situation we're in. So let's go to plan B now. I mean, realistically, man, I mean, Noah can't stay healthy, right? And then you have this and that. Man, go get Whittle from Miami. Go trade for Wilson from the Jets. Or go trade for, I don't know if AJ will be
they
allowed to
They just signed
come down
Garrett Wilson to a long-term deal, dude. They're not trading that guy.
You say go trade him. You think those people want to trade him?
I mean, get somebody that's going to really come out and play.
What you going to give up for him? That's the question.
Or do this then. All right, then disregard. That's on me. I didn't even check what was their situation. Get somebody that's like a – what would be an example, man? Someone that's not under a long-term contract and that you're not going to give so much, but he can stay on the field. Under the radar guy. Someone in Arizona, someone in whatever team. You know where I'm going with. Something that's been proven. If it's been proven,
they're not just going to let it go, though.
I know what you're saying, B. Mitch. What I'm saying is something that someone that's like, let me see, what's a perfect example that they traded? Like when we gave up Jahan Dotson to Philly. Someone that's like somebody else's team is going to say, oh, no, we have these two other individuals so we can afford to let him go. That's what I'm saying.
Thank you for the call, brother. We got to go to break. We'll keep the phone lines open. Dan Quinn, we'll talk at 12:30.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.